Hello and welcome to the Breakfast of Mom show. I'm your host, Breakfast of Mom. I know I've been gone for a while. I was looking at my previous cast and I realized I only had one. I thought I had published more, but apparently all my stuff that I had didn't publish. So, one episode. Whoopee. I'm back. I'm going to try to get these out, as quick as possible. This is going to be a quick one. I'm going to try to keep it to at least 15 minutes or so. Let's start off by talking about the biggie. I know I'm a little late here, a little late to the party, but I wanted to kind of talk about it still. After 2 years of this nonsense about Trump and the Russian collusion, and everybody telling the Democratic Party there's no Russian collusion, but they had to have their little special counsel. And at the end of it, what did they find? Mueller comes forward, slaps it down, gets in front of the camera and says, there's not going to be any more indictments. So, of course, Democrats being the understanding locked that they are, went and had this to say.
No, it's not true. Your report is insufficient. I'm Nancy Pelosi and that's insufficient because what I say counts.
So, of course, now, after 2 years, and they find nothing, they're going to have a special investigation to investigate their investigation. And of course, as I predicted on my Facebook page, and I've been saying for a while now, I said that they're going to blame Mueller and say that he's a Russian spy. Russian spy. Oh, he's a Russian spy. Yeah. He's a Russian spy. Their own special investigator is a Russian spy. Oh, the tragedy. You know they're batshit insane. Have you noticed that ever since all the insane asylums have closed down, all these insane people are just now roaming, and they're running for office, and they're being in office. Now, as much as I can't stand Alexa Ocasio-Cortez, searching for the Golden Temple, because she wants to kill off all the cows. How are they gonna pay for this new Green Deal?
I think we should find the lost city of gold.
I'm surprised they haven't pulled that. That Cortez hasn't, suggested that that Congress petition a search party for the lost city of gold to pay for the Green New Deal.
Let's just take it from the Spaniards. let's go find that Inca temple. We'll steal all the gold from Goldfinger. You know, like the Bond movie. We just need to find the Goldfinger guy.
Oh, She is such a puppet and an idiot. I don't, you know, she's an actress. She's a puppet. And her manager writes all her stuff. She's on a script. She doesn't think for herself. Because if you ever notice, whenever they're talking to her and she goes off script, like, if they go off script and bring some new information, she just doesn't get it. She has to go back on script. She can't, because she can't think for herself. She has to stick to the script. Because it's all written for her. She's a puppet. She's not a politician. Everything, you know, she memorizes her lines like a little, good little actress. Because she was a bartender before. And this is her biggest role yet. But instead of going to Hollywood, she wound up running for office? So it sounds like a really bad movie plot that Hollywood would so snatch up. They would so write that. Whenever they try to do political satire, they always write this ridiculous situation that's just damn near impossible. That would never happen. Do you remember the movie Dave? Right? Dave, where, you know, they pretty much just... I barely remember that movie. I just remember that he was single and everybody was bitching him out about it. About him being single. Oh, you can't be a single president. You gotta be married with kids. Yeah. But this so seems Hollywood. A young actress wanted to be a Hollywood starlet, but she was too ugly. So they gave her the biggest role of a lifetime to push their politics and win over the hearts and minds of all the stupid people who actually believe that socialism is a good thing. And she took the seats. But the only problem is she's memorized all her lines and she can't go off topic. Oh, the tragedy. Oh, the humanity. But somehow she found love. Throw a love plot in there. She's too busy for work. Until she found love. She hates him, but eventually learns to love him. Is this a Hallmark movie? Is Ashton Kutcher around here? Did he just, like, punk us? Is that what Ocasio Cortez is? She's just, like, Impractical Jokers, you know, candid camera style. She's just a joke. Just went way too far. And now they're stuck with this babbling idiot who just makes Nancy Pelosi look smart. You know, I swear that's like another reason why Ocasio Cortez is there. Is because they want the rest of the party, the rest of the Democratic Party, to seem smart. By comparison, you know, dumb Joe Biden, they want him to look smart. Have you ever seen him speak? Anytime he speaks, he's an idiot. But not now. Comparatively to Ocasio Cortez, he seems super intelligent. Same thing with Nancy Pelosi. Now she just looks senile rather than just flat out stupid. But let's go on to the next topic. Have you heard of this pro-life movie? It was projected, I don't know the name of it, but it was projected to at least reach $3 million. But it blew way past that to $9 million. Or $6 million, pardon me. don't know why I said 9 million. 6 million. Doubled. Of course, Hollywood would never recognize something because they boycotted Georgia. Well, attempted to boycott Georgia. And look what happened there. Georgia, much like everybody else that should be telling Hollywood and telling the whole Democratic Party to go screw themselves. And they went and they made the heartbeat bill anyway, which is fantastic. Sticking it to all these little abortionists who say they're pro-choice. No, you're pro-abortion. If you're not pro-life, the ironic thing that I find, the most ironic thing, okay, is the fact that you have these liberal feminists saying, oh, we're for women's rights to do what they want with their bodies. Yeah. Except for the fact that the baby's body is a completely separate entity. How does that make any sense? You're killing unborn women. And you say you care about women. But you're killing women. How does that make any damn sense? It doesn't. It doesn't make any sense at all.
We're pro-women. And you can't tell women what to do with their body. But we're going to touch unborn women's bodies and kill them. Because the mom can do what she wants.
The hypocrisy. They don't even see their little hypocrisy right there. It's rampant stupidity. This is what you get when the Democratic Party is left in charge of the school system. And of course, they're never going to change it. They're never going to revamp it because even though it's outdated, it works for dumbing down society and teaching that socialism works, despite the fact that it's made every single place that's tried it collapse. But of course, Democrats deny it. I was talking to an idiot, and I told him, look at Venezuela. And he had the gall to pretty much tell me, no, it wasn't socialism that brought down Venezuela. No, it was capitalism. It was capitalism that brought it down. It wasn't socialism. Yeah, that's why they were doing so well up until, you know, they tried socialism. And then magically it collapsed under its own weight and socialist policies. Dum dum. Dum da dum da dum da dum da da da. Dum da dum da dum da 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 dum. Idiots. You know, despite the fact that it brings down societies, kills in mass genocide, and is right there in plain sight, Democrats always deny. I don't know if it's more sad or infuriating that they actually believe their own little hype and narrative that obviously is a lie. We need to reopen insane asylums because obviously they're running a lot of the asylum right now. Well, that's all I have for right now. Have a good night. This has been Breakfast of Mom, and it was April 3rd, 2019. Signing off.